Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. My daily hello to the YouTube viewers. Thank you for listening and watching. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference. The showrooms in Montgomeryville. I'm Matt Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What worries you more on Sunday? Eagles offense versus Rams defense or Eagles defense versus Rams offense? 60.4% say Eagles offense versus the Rams defense. Let's get to the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, and you'll hear Jack in a second, but you should know the top five of five is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com. Visit Paramount. Plus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right. So what I have for you today, the five situations at WIP that I'm seeing develop right in front of my eyes.
You're monitoring.
Well, yeah. I like seeing develop this time around.
Situations at WIP you're seeing develop.
Yes. Starting at number five is the Eagles elitists, Ike, Broads, Caney. I'm putting Caney in there,
yeah,
too.
She's one of them.
Yeah,
oh, she's all worked up.
Hopping on that Phil's bandwagon.
Come on.
All of a sudden, it's like there's two great teams in Philadelphia. You know, we're not looking down on little engine
this,
that could Philly team. I meant to put Elliott in there, too. Sorry.
I'm a bandwagoner.
I'll take
now.
I got to put Elliott in there. It's fine. Not bandwagoner, but we see it.
Oh, that's rough on Ike.
Ride with the team for four straight years,
he
man.
He loves Red October.
I know.
You kidding me?
I know. It's the other three, really.
Yeah, it's the other three.
It's, all right, listen. I know you want me in that elitist group, though. I know that's where you want to try to keep me in. Don't try to keep me out of the Phillies group,
though. Would never. I'm keeping everyone else. I'm monitoring them.
And Broads, for sure. And Broads wandering around the hallways today. I got to fight with Broads about Jalen Hurts in the friggin' hallways here.
Yeah.
Right. And then he tries to... You said, oh, I'm just happy Broads guy. I'm just trying to have fun. No, I'm nailing you down, buddy. We're fighting about this right here.
Should we bring him in for the 5:30 segment?
No, I don't want to argue with him.
No interest. The fourth situation I'm seeing develop at WIP, and this one is kind of coming out of nowhere, but I feel it and I see it. And that's fake stats Connor becoming a thing. I don't care that he was 0-1 last night. We got a lot of tweets. About fake stats Connor's pick last night.
Which I bet you a lot of people went.
Well, he sounds so smart.
I bet that prop.
I think he is. So I've followed Connor on Twitter for a while. Okay. He is a regular listener. Was a Ricky guy as well. And he is always posting props. And he does seem like he knows what he's talking about. I'll give fake stats Connor was wrong about last night's prop.
Right.
But betting, you know, if you can get 60%,
exactly,
you're in the money. So
believe me.
Yeah.
I know from experience. You ain't hitting all of them.
I think the number... I think the best guys do 57%, yeah. I think is the number. So I believe
it's below 50, Dan, right?
Yes. Listen, we're donating money once a week. Yeah. Yep.
I believe in fake stats, Connor. I also believe it will be a thing, even though he cost me $20. It's worth the bit. So
I was going to say, what'd you put down? What were the odds? What were the...
It was plus 125.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to put $20 on every one of fake stats, Connor's bet.
Just like the Ben Simmons 3 bet that you used to do.
Yeah, he finally hit a 3. I was in the car. I couldn't put the bet down when he first hit the 3. I think it was against the Knicks. I didn't have money on it.
Yeah, that's good. Yep. That's good. The third situation I'm seeing develop at WIP. This is going to be a big one, and I look forward to the full turn. But Elliot turning on Jalen.
It's not happening.
It's happening.
It's there.
It's happening. He wants to. After all summer, chesty this, chesty that, best quarterback in football, he's quick. He's already got a quick trigger on questioning him. I'm waiting for the full, this is on him, not Petullo.
Yeah, I got to have a talk with Elliot. Actually, he's an ally of mine, and I'm losing him. Yeah, and I noticed it. Coming out of training camp, I noticed it. Coming out of training camp.
You could be like Tom Hanks in Castaway on Jalen Island. You'd be talking to a volleyball.
I'm like, hold on, Elliot. Yeah. Where are you going? Yes.
And his problem is he thinks we're going to forget.
No, this show
will not forget anything he said.
No, and I won't forget that he left.
That's true.
Yes
that's for sure.
Because you didn't forget that I left the Carson.
That's right.
The LTV. Wentz wagon,
yes, you jumped off the LTBB.
But now I'm back in, 1 o'clock on Sunday. What's on TV1? Vikings, Bengals, or Eagles?
I seem to remember.
That's a serious question.
It is a serious question.
Elliot eventually. He turned on Carson. Wasn't he the first guy that said they could trade Carson?
Well,
one of the first guys?
Julio was the first one I remember being anti-Carson at the station. And then, well, not, I know privately. Dundee, okay. With you.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
But give him his credit.
Yeah. But Julio was the first publicly I remember. Yes. And Elliot, those two were joined at the hip on running old the Bronco out of town.
Yeah.
See, I gotta let Elliot know. You have to be able to navigate rough waters, man.
Weather the storm.
Yes, man. Yes. You got to be able to navigate that. If you believe in the track record,
yes,
then you wouldn't bail.
Well, I will give Elliot his due here. Mm-hmm. He has not bailed on Jalen.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
Nope. He hasn't.
Yes, but
I need
you
to
can
say
sniff
this.
It.
Yes, that's why I need to say what I'm saying so that he's reminded.
Oh, poor Elliot. Yeah. In his head.
He's got all of us. He's like when you have the devil and you have the angel on one shoulder. He's got Ike as the angel on one shoulder. Yep. And then me and you will be like, he can't really throw the ball.
Yeah.
You see it, right? Like, you see it.
Yeah. Come on, Elliot.
Come on, Elliot. Say he's okay. Don't put him in your top 10, Elliot. We all know he's not really a top 10 quarterback. All right.
Okay.
You let this guy.
It was just a joke. Yeah. He's top 8-7. The second situation I'm seeing develop at WIP, and this, I am proud of this one. OG Wade's back. You know?
He is.
He's got
I do. I'm glad he's back.
Yep.
Like, when things are going too well, he's a bad caller.
Yeah.
When there's a little choppy waters and things aren't super, super hot in the Jalen camp, this is when he thrives. It's like his quarterback. It shows up when he needs him.
Yes.
And that's what he's done.
You know that OG is back when he starts a call with, let me explain something to you guys.
He told us to turn our mics off the other day.
Yes. So we could just talk to Ike. Yeah.
He's an alpha.
Yeah, I agree. This has been a good week for OG Wade. Yes. Week, 2 weeks for OG Wade. I think he needed this.
And his people needed it.
Yes, I agree.
The big Jalen guys.
Yes, the JDSers, the Jalen derangement syndromes.
We need him and Seltzer hosting Knowledge Without Gobble.
And Broads. Yeah.
Yeah, Broads.
Oh, yeah, we still got Seltzer there.
Oh, yeah. But Seltzer.
That's when I really get worried, when Seltzer starts to turn.
He never will.
He will. Yeah, like
because he was a Wentz guy too.
Yeah, no, he's very pro the quarterback until everyone's out
until everybody's out on him.
Yeah,
because he might be the most psychotic out of everybody.
He might be number one.
Yeah,
like OG Wade might make more sense.
Yes, than James.
Yeah.
Yes,
and even like AJ should be happy. He should be thrilled.
Yeah, that was
quite
a take.
Roll that out?
Yeah,
he said he shouldn't be frustrated.
Yeah, dude. Again, JDS, a huge, huge problem with Wiz Seltzer this week. But number one situation we're seeing develop at WIP, and this is only going to heighten up as the season goes along, but it's Spike versus our football guests. You know, eventually the dam's going to break with Baldy. Like, he's going to say something one too many times of, hey, like, you know, right? And Mayock, that was just the start. Now, everything's fine. We're good with Mayock.
Yes, Mayock, 100% good.
But the fact that we were able to have a real back and forth and exit it still friends.
Yes.
Especially if Mayock is going to listen to the show.
Yes.
Because if he hears it on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, by the time he gets here, he's going to be fired up.
Yes. And here's the thing. We go to our football experts for mm-hmm. expertise.
Yep.
But every once in a while, if we disagree, we should be able to have a back and forth. And
yes.
I loved that Mayock came in having listened to the show, mm-hmm. wanted to tell me why I was wrong, tell me I was overreacting, and then go back and forth.
Yeah.
And then walk away. Everything's good. That was great from Mayock.
So, and here's what I took away from that. He didn't disagree that you're
the performance.
Saying, or we're saying that there are some concerns there about the passing game. He more or less was like, give them some time and Jalen has earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
That's what he was really calling up to say.
Yes. Now, I disagree with him. Well, I agree with him on, I sort of agree, sort of disagree.
Giving him more rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the reasons he used, I don't know if I agree with all of them, but they were, he made good points. I thought he made good points.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
His point was that they've earned the right to work this thing. They've earned our patience.
Yeah.
To be able to work their way through this.
Yeah, you.
Well, and that's why I was like, well, you don't really know Spike, man.
Yeah
that's
patience.
Not.
Patience. What are you talking about? I demand excellence immediately from everyone all the time.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah.
You are patient with some.
Oh, who?
With other teams.
You're
patient with the Sixers.
Well, not now.
Well, yeah, we're all burning boats now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was sort of in a corner with the Sixers for a while.
You felt that way?
Well, the same way that you were with Carson, right?
Yep.
In that you go in.
That's actually a good comparison.
Yeah. You go in and you say, and I fully believe, first of all, I do not take back any of the stuff that I believed or said at the beginning about what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Oh,
thought
the,
it was
because
it all started with the process stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it started.
I was in on the process, yeah.
So that became the... Everything was a referendum on that.
Right, yes.
So even after, he was only here 2.5 years, whatever it was, mm-hmm. but everything became a referendum on that.
Yeah.
So when I was defending the current team, it was mostly, it was still a fight about the first thing.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike. Big Ike. Got you, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Friday.
What's up, Yoshi?
What's up, fellas? Ike.
Yes.
Real quick.
Uh-oh.
I understand Carrie Underwood. I mean, I really do. You know I do. I understand that.
Who you got?
I understand Morgan Wallen. You know, I like me some 20 cigarettes, some Superman, some Post Malone. You know, they said I would be nothing.
Okay.
Now they all say congratulations. What's so hard for God to vacation?
Well, you get to the point where you tell me, who did I leave out? Who should I be looking for?
The delegation looking at you, boy. You ain't said no shaboozy. I mean, you ain't even said Darius Rucker, man. You could have said Hootie.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, that's right. Darius Rucker. I forgot about Hootie.
I'm just saying.
Now, Shaboozy, I don't know Shaboozy.
Hey, boy, what's his name? If you know what's his name, Morgan Wallen, you should know Shaboozy.
So Shaboozy's the one that did the cover of Jaquan's Tipsy.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
everybody
can you bring that?
Yeah.
So I know Miss Renee got you around there listening to Beyonce album. You ain't heard of him.
Now listen, if we had the Carter, Cowboy Carter down there, we'd really be happy.
I got a little sample of Tipsy, all right?
Album, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, Yosh, hang on a second. Here is a clip of Tipsy. Yoop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
You know this,
yes,
right?
I've heard this song.
You probably heard it in the hallways a million times.
Okay, oh, his name is Shibuzi?
Shibuzi,
yeah. Heard it before, but he don't know the man's name. That's the word. He didn't even play the daggone thing.
Yeah.
Making him look worse. Look at and Spike, you know.
No, they helping me out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, listen.
I know.
Hold on. Hey, Yoshi, this is just the beginning. I'm going to need a whole tutorial session on country music before we're said and done here.
Boy, I'm gonna have to sing you some stuff. Hey, man, I feel good about this game, bro. What's saying is, I think Corey said it earlier. What's saying it's been so much talk this week that it just feel like we supposed to get it. You know, I got a little spoken word, you know, a little finger snap. All week long, debates about being pretty. Jalen, I pray you spin that ball. Hit AJ, everybody in between. I need some fantasy for some shit. God knows, Spike, I love you, but it's Friday, baby. Give it a rest. We share the peace in the East. K-G-L-E-S. Now these dudes are suckered today. Waiting for this game. Come Sunday, I don't care if it's ugly or pretty. Put some respect on my name. What we with you, baby, Sunday virtuoso. Spike, Jack, keep laughing. Get in my neck. Oh, come on now. Let's get it right. I learned them daggone songs, and my go-to lunch is a bag of rice. Because rice accentuates the muscles. Look it up.
A bag of rice?
Yep, a bag of rice, baby.
That can't be your go-to lunch, dude. Come on.
It is my go-to lunch, bro. I can't eat like that when I'm ripping and running throughout the day. And rice is a nice old carb. It's fulfilling, and it really does make the muscles glisten. When you see me at Chicken Pizza and they glistening, I just had a bag of Uncle Ben's, baby.
Well,
Yosh,
doesn't eating too much rice kind of bind you up a little bit? Yeah.
No, I'm straight because what's the name? I drink ginger tea.
Okay.
And Tommy said he was talking about some prunes. I eat about 3 prunes at night. So
wow.
I'm far from stuck up.
All right. Okay.
Love y'all, podcast, baby. Go Birds!
All right. Now everybody's going to do a poem or a bit on Fridays. Friday is ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes.
By the way.
Getting people ready for the game.
Yeah.
Ready for the game.
Every time I look at the rundown in the morning, when I get up, I map out, the stuff that I know that we have. Every time I look at Friday, I look at, okay, Tornado Shapiro there. Oh, that's where Rios is going to go. Oh, we have Tommy down the shore. Then if Yoshi's going to start doing a bit. Oh, my God. OG Wade, we sent out the bat signal. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
This is the moment. This is the moment. And I'm going to say this here. And I said it. Let me just say. The Eagles right now, we are in the same spot Kansas City was in on Sunday with us. Mm. Because of the naysayers like Spike that think that the Rams almost beat us at home.
They did. They did.
Right. Okay. So we can, if AJ, the guy that dropped the ball at the
end. Oh,
there it is.
Yeah.
If he dropped that, boy, we wouldn't even have no close game. Well, we ice.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And he said it was too cold. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, listen, AJ missed training camp. And I'm sure. So that's one of the reasons why I think he defended that with Elliot. I think if that was Elliot that asked the question.
It was.
But I think it's valid.
No, it was Dave Uram. It was Dave Uram.
Okay.
So,
but I think all three of us can agree that if you miss 90% of training camp, that it will have an effect on your performance in the first or second game. I think we can all reason with that, right?
Yeah.
Matt Stafford missed all the training camp. Seems like he's playing pretty well.
Well, so far.
Yes, so far.
Until Sunday, because he ain't been touched up yet, okay? When he come to Philadelphia, on Sunday, then we can talk about how Matt Stafford's health will be, okay? Now, the other thing is this here, and this is I'm very serious about this.
Mm.
This is where Jalen raises his game because this is a challenge to him. Someone else is coming in our house trying to make a statement. That can't happen. That won't happen. And if you can look at any time, it's never happened on Jalen Hurts' watch. Now, I heard yesterday, Spike, I want to thank what's the name? The guy who came on.
Mike Mayock.
Mayock. I want to thank him for spanking Spike yesterday.
Well,
remember that emoji, Ike, with
I roasted him. But...
With the cat getting the cat spanking the
I mean, I won.
That was Tom spanking Jerry.
Yeah, he lay.
I won, though. But yes, go ahead. I did.
But anyway, I'm going to let it go for right now.
Well, you can
My point is this here, right? Is that this is a huge game for us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going to actually see them have to put it. It's like, okay, you challenging us. Here's what we're going to do. So I'm expecting a huge game. And I heard Elliot earlier, and I heard a lot of people talk about the winning the line of scrimmage. Sounds like they agreeing with the OG Wade.
Oh, my God. You did not invent winning the line of scrimmage, OG.
I'm just saying that they're using all the talking points, though. They said, well, we know the Eagles going to win the line of scrimmage, and then they're going to run the ball. They're going to rush the ball. Okay. You only got one left. Which quarterback turned the ball over, Lee? That's all you got. So here's what I want you to do. Put it on your board, Spikey. You know what I'm saying? And watch for that. It ain't going to have nothing to do with AJ's catches or yards Saquon's part of Saquon's yards is a part of the OG Wade 4-point system. So, but we'll check it out. And we'll see when the Eagles win on Sunday, come Monday, obviously, we're going to have a retour. You know what I'm saying? Go through this. And let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? It's all, and this is a very exciting moment for us right now because these games are essential.
Mm.
We're playing most of our games with these guys are guys we've seen in the playoffs. So this is huge for us. This is a hell of a schedule. I mean, and just to be able to, and just on out the door, I just wanted, because y'all said with Jalen's the only quarterback that didn't pass for a touchdown. Jalen is also the only quarterback in the NFL that's 16-0 in his last starts, that he start to finish.
Okay. Yeah.
So make sure you put that cherry on the top.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Are you done?
What's the score of Sunday, man?
Yeah.
I got 34-17.
All right.
This defense is on fire.
I like it.
I don't know. No, y'all haven't even really credited them.
The defense is not on fire, OG.
Hey, Spike.
They played one good game.
Yeah. You said something early on before the season started. Your whole bit was it's asking too much for Vic Fangio to turn two more rookies into stars. Well, guess what? They here, baby.
That's
Campbell and
Makuba.
Wait a minute. Didn't you tell me? Okay, just...
I'm
going to say it. Put him down so I can say it. He told me the biggest addition to the team in the offseason was Ty Robinson. Have you heard his name said one time this year?
Just wait for it, Spike.
Okay.
Give it a moment.
Okay. All right. If I can get a chuckle out of you, that's good. All right. COG.
Don't think he's better than Milton Williams.
No, Baldy said
that. We got to slow the roll on Ty Robinson.
Milton's playing well up there in New England, too.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Sweat had a. I know Sweat had a sack last week. I don't know how Sweat is, but Arizona.
On Arizona.
Yeah.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
It's 2 weeks in a row I haven't seen an Arizona game.
Yeah?
I don't remember seeing highlights last week.
Well, they cost you at least one win
they
in
did
your picks
with
last
yes,
week.
Yes. They gave up that garbage touchdown late.
Oh, yes.
To Carolina.
It cost me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Arizona -6.5, yep. Right? Yeah. You can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
Not a good enough team.
Shots. Do we play Arizona this year?
We don't.
No. Okay.
No. All right. Coming up next, speaking of our picks, we have our picks coming up next.
Oh, my God. I was terrible last week.
Oh, were you? Wow. I decided
Fritz, he'll let everybody know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it
over for.
Happens to the, happens to the best of us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what today has done? I'm pretty psyched for this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, this is a big one. This is a big game. Eagles-Rams is a big game. Rams are a good team. This is a big, big game. And it's a big game from a, I think OG pointed this out well, for all of the talk this week and focused on this, you know, it's not a, it'd be one thing if they're playing the Giants on Sunday, but the fact that they're playing the Rams, this is a big game, man. This is a big game. I'm pretty psyched. 1 o'clock game.
There's been a lot of reactions to it one way or the other, it feels like.
Yes.
It feels like there's a lot of build up for it.
I mean, even though it's in the 1 o'clock time slot, it's arguably the best game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, there are two undefeated teams, playoff matchup.
Monday night, Ike.
That's why I said Sunday.
Ravens-Lions.
Yeah, yeah, Ravens-Lions on Monday night.
That's a big game.
I don't even notice. What's the Sunday night game?
It's the Giants-Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
And then they're doing Cowboys at 4.
Yeah, it'll be
and the Cowboys-Bears at 4.
That Chiefs-Giants game is so predictable. The Chiefs are going to win 23-8 or something.
It's
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I was looking. So the way that I thought the Giants could be better this year, aside from having a functional quarterback, is you look at their personnel on defense and you think, okay, they're going to be really good. They have not been really good on defense. They haven't stopped.
Right, I agree,
You know, the place where you thought they were going to be good, I don't know if Andrew Thomas is playing this week, but if Andrew Thomas doesn't play, they're not scoring more than 10 points. So, all right, we ready to do the picks?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Who's up?
Who goes first, Jack? You pick.
Well, I went 0-4 last week.
Yeah, so. What happened last week, Jack?
So I went 3-1, Ike 0-4, and Spike 2-2, which probably means I go first. Just like golf, when you have the best hole, you go first. Anyway, so I'm taking the Chargers -3 against the Broncos. I'm going to bet the Chargers every single week.
Wow, you're going against Costos. Costos likes the Broncos.
Costos has to learn how to read lines.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I'll take the Chargers -3. I don't think the Broncos are really that good. I think they're fine. I don't think they're that good. I think the Chargers could be the third best team in the AFC.
Little Nicky Costos. That's what I'm going to start calling.
Little Nicky Costos.
That's going to be another bit of the entire season.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Jags -1.5 against the Texans. I think the Texans stink.
Yeah.
And I think the Jags are kind of okay. I think they're kind of okay.
How about Liam Cohen actually being
holding Trevor Lawrence accountable?
Yeah, maybe a good coach, Liam Cohen.
I think he needs it. And they both, they had a good moment at the press conference. And it seems like they moved past it. You need that for growth. So I'll take the Jags -1.5. I'm taking the Patriots +1.5 against the Steelers. Like, I know it's disgusting.
Yeah, your whole lineup of
gross
games.
There's not many good games on Sunday, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm a Drake May guy.
Yeah, I like Drake May.
And I think that Vrabel's going to have something for Rodgers, so I'll take the Pats +1.5.
I like that one.
And then I'll take the Eagles, but 24-23. I don't have them covering on Sunday.
So you're taking the Rams.
Yes.
You announced that you don't have them covering.
Yeah, I did.
I usually don't.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
All right, so me next because I went 2-2.
Where's the Eagles line?
3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So a lot of these games are really all about me. That's why I picked them. So, I'm taking the Bengals +3 over the Vikings.
Ooh.
You know, the line is telling me something on this one.
What's it telling you, Spike?
Well, so, the Bengals are missing Joe Burrow. I don't know. In Minnesota, I thought this line should be 5.5 or something. So, the fact that it's only 3 tells me what's going to happen is Jake Browning's going to throw for 287 yards, 3 touchdowns, and everybody's going to call me on Monday and tell me Joe Burrow isn't that good. So I am taking the Bengals +3 at the Vikings. I'm taking the Saints +7.5 at the Seahawks.
Wow.
The Saints are a little frisky.
Oh, well, Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore has Spencer Rattler playing pretty good so far this year. Threw three touchdowns, no interceptions last week. I think this is too many points. I know New Orleans is 0-2, but I think they're a little bit better than 0-2. Mm-hmm. I think 7.5 is too much, so I'm going Saints plus 7.5 at Seattle. I'm taking the Bucs minus 6.5 against the Jets.
Oh, Buckies, the Buckies.
The Jets are about, I've witnessed this for 3 years. You figure it out at some point during the year, oh, this Jet season's going to be a disaster again, and it already feels like that. And I got my guy Baker going. So I'm taking the Bucs minus 6.5 at home. And I also have the Eagles winning and not covering. So I have a 27-24 Eagles win. I think we are going to get a that's-what-y'all-wanted-to-see game out of Jalen.
There we go.
I do. I think it's going to be 232 yards, pass for two touchdowns, run for one of those things. So I Rams plus the points, but I think Eagles are winning the game.
All right. That's all yours.
That's
okay.
It, yep.
All right. Good picks. Solid picks from you guys. Although you're that Saints Seattle
you don't like
thing.
That one?
That's what I but you are getting 7.5.
Yes.
So that's all they need to do is cover.
Yep. Saints are a little sneaky.
All right. So I agree with Costos. I like that Tennessee Colts game. Tennessee at home plus 4.5. It's a divisional opponent. I have this thing with divisional opponents and being underdogs at home, they're getting 5.5 points. I like that. I'll take Tennessee. No, they're getting 4.5. I'm sorry. They're getting 4.5 points.
Yep.
Tennessee over the Colts plus 4.5. Then, not a popular pick, but when you go 0-4, sometimes you got to put some, you got to bank some in your coffer.
Okay.
I'm going Cowboys minus 1.5 over the Bears.
We finally lost Ike.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
Ike's picking the Cowboys.
I got to go Cowboys minus 1.5.
Bears might stink.
Yeah.
Might.
Bears might stink.
Like, you just say go Cowboys? Is that what you said?
I didn't say go Cowboys. I did not. I just not. And let me tell you how quick I change. Forget about what I told you with the first pick.
Okay.
About Tennessee and the Colts.
Oh.
I mean, my method.
Division.
Yeah. I'm taking the Falcons minus 5 versus the Panthers.
By the way, that's a good pick. And yeah. I think it's 4.5. Check. You should
is
check.
Is it down to 4.5?
I saw it at 4.5. Okay. So just double check. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I almost took that one instead of Tampa. That's a good pick.
And with you two not having the Eagles cover.
The Ike trick? We call that the Ike Reese.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting in the car with you two.
Give me
the Eagles 30-23.
Wow.
They win Sunday and they cover.
Wow. Ike doesn't do the Ike Reese. Wants us to stay on that side.
That's right. Stay over there.
Okay.
I do need to bounce back.
Falcons is 5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do need to bounce back. That was rough last week.
Was that Ike trying to buy a half point? Like
no,
he,
I was
okay,
right.
Okay.
I know y'all caught me last year. I stopped.
We sure did.
Although, I do need to know which lines we're using. Are we using ESPN lines? Are we using FanDuel line? Are we using
You should use FanDuel.
And that's what I did. I used the FanDuel lines, yes.
Yeah. Okay. 215-592.
Fritz, wake up in there.
Yeah. What's going on with Fritz in there?
What did I do?
You've been off today.
I haven't been off today.
Nah, yeah.
I was late on Tommy one time.
That's enough for me. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, CJ?
What up, CJ?
Hey, I see you even did me better. I'm looking at y'all on YouTube. You got the Tupac shirt on.
He came in with Pac on today.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what?
Yes.
The delegation do got their own country music, or what y'all call it, hip rock?
Hip rock, yeah.
Hey, being
hip
in hop. Texas, hey, it hip is hop. It's some music that I listen to. One of the guys, like, I think you really like, his name is, Luke Combs. He goes pretty hard.
All right.
Check out some of his stuff.
See, there we go. I'm telling you.
He got an album.
I'm going to be a new man by next year.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I'm just saying, he got an album that I can really respect. It's called Fathers and Sons. So
great
it's,
album.
It's a great album. You don't get a lot of music about fathers, so yeah. It's big.
Okay.
Get a little choked up.
But, you know,
father
go back
too.
To some real stuff. You know, I heard Yoshi on earlier, and, you know, he wasn't freaking Yoshi. So one of the things I want to point out to you, since you guys were joking about Angela Lansbury, her being a snack when she was young.
She was.
Go back and look at Sophia from the Golden Girls. What's her name?
Estelle Getty.
Estelle.
Yeah.
When she was young.
I'm Googling it.
Jesus' name.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, my God. Was she?
She was.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I thought it was fake. I said, hey, I looked it up. I said, man, good grief. She is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You kidding me?
Man, what are we looking at, the 50s or 60s?
Yo, come on, man. Look
oh,
at this.
Oh, man, look at that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She's a pin of
yeah.
I would have never guessed that. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
I never would have guessed it either. And she was the youngest one on the show.
Yes, she was. A lot of people don't realize she was the youngest one on the show. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Also, there was other, one other thing. The other day when I called, I was trying to get you to remember the guy's name. You actually met him. His name is Brian Bartis. He helped you. He scouted you for Philly. And he talked about you on the air the other day. He said he didn't get to talk to you when you got drafted. But he saw you later on in life, and he said you remembered him. So he was like, yeah, he brought y'all in. You would trot them in.
So oh, man.
Okay.
That's really the guy we saw at the Super Bowl?
He was a great guy.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
But, hey,
yes.
I got the Birds winning this weekend. I mean, y'all did kind of mess it up bringing in you know, the Dak. I mean, the Jalen lover. OG.
Oh, OG.
OG fake, yeah. Hey, after 5 o'clock, it's supposed to be jokey. It's supposed to be fun. He just kind of killed the mood with all that Trump-like lies. He'd be out here pumping. So, hey, but you guys have a great weekend, and I'll call you guys next week.
All right, CJ.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the call. I appreciate the Estelle Getty stuff, too.
How about that?
How about that? Over the last week on the WIP Afternoon Show, we've learned that Angela Lansbury was a snack when she was younger and
yeah.
Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
I'm going to start Googling all old ladies.
I yeah. know, right?
Yeah.
For your personal collection.
Yes.
But feels like it's something the camera would know.
Yes.
Definitely.
But
yes.
He likes them at their current age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they were big in the 80s, that's when DeCamera.
Yes.
Was. You know,
but then he did our Mount Rushmore 80s.
80s ladies.
And took it way too seriously.
Yeah, but I appreciate
it. He does everything.
Yes. 215-592-9494. You know what? I take seriously appliances.
Yeah. And you know where you go for all your appliance needs, Spike?
National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, when you go home, you look in your sad kitchen and you're like, you know what? I got people coming over on Sunday. Let me go down to National Appliance Warehouse this weekend and upgrade my kitchen with some new appliances. And you're in luck with National Appliance Warehouse because they have over 100 brands from Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove, everything you need for game day, air fryers. They got all of that stuff. Over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. So they have you covered appliance wise. You're going to get a great experience. You walk in there, everyone's having a good time, but they're knowledgeable. It's good time and smart.
The knowledge part, by the way, you can't underestimate that.
Never.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm looking at with appliances.
They do.
They do. They know all that stuff.
Industry leading team there to take care of you. And of course, the price is what matters the most. Guaranteed by Price Assure, you are going to get the lowest price possible. Instantly updating price tags throughout the store if it finds lower price elsewhere, plus tax-free Delaware. And of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Herb, what's going on?
Tommy down the shore. What's going on? You still out there listening?
Yep.
I need to find out if I can get some pizza and cheesesteaks up in outer space.
In space?
Let me know next week.
Now I'm away.
Tommy down the shore.
Okay.
I'm gone. 280, Omaha left. Omaha, let's go.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm doing, Reese.
Let's go, Herb. Get them pumped
280
up.
280 Omaha. Motion right. Motion
this show
right.
is so stupid.
Here we go. Get the tight end out there on the edge.
Hot route. Hot route.
Take it down for 30 yards. Let's go. Move the sticks. Let's go now.
Left, guys. Right, left, right. Play action.
I need a big game from you, Goddard, this week, you know?
Okay.
So you understand what I'm saying, I agree.
Yeah, I do.
A big game from that cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Welcome back, Goddard. So,
yeah. I need a big defense. This got to be the best.
It's called a big dose of D.
Defense. This secondary, I need them to play better than last year, better than the first two games.
Yes.
We got to crack some heads down here now. You
Whoa,
understand?
We're cracking heads.
We got to crack some helmets. We got to hit them hard.
Whoa. No one's leaving. What did Rio say about the medical tent?
No one leaves without going into the blue tent.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
I'll give you some in a Rios. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, what are you going to do, bro? We gotta come out with the heat. We got to hit them hard, man. First quarter, man. We're done. We're bringing the heat. 46. Let's go. Buddy Bryant, he's calling from upstairs, you know, from
heaven. Saying stuff.
Oh, he's calling from upstairs, heaven, yeah.
Telling you now.
Yep.
Steph Joyner, he's telling you now, bring the heat, let's go.
All right.
Eagles 34, Rams 24, going away.
All right.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Philadelphia.
Let's go.
Everybody, the fans and the players, let's get on it. I want to hear that big crowd this week.
Yeah.
I want to hear them. You know what I mean? No, I don't want to see.
Run out of steam. Yeah.
I want to hear noise. I want to hear noise, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Left, right, play action 46.
Omaha. You know, I've been in the heat. I've been out there from 9 o'clock in the morning. I just left over there at the Xfinity Arena about an hour ago. I was in the heat all day.
Well, what have you been doing?
Nothing. That's what I did. I did nothing. Okay? Not one person. Not one person came and got in the car. They're all coming in late now. Because the concert is...
Don't you want to be there when the event is going on? Or
no.
Seems
I'm
like poor timing.
I just spent $44, okay? I just bought a double veal chop and two steaks, okay?
Omaha.
Two steaks that we're cooking up for the Eagles game on Sunday. My friend, that you know, he's the chef. My friend Teddy Smith.
Yep, he used to own two restaurants.
His mother is sick. When you go to church like this Sunday, say a prayer for her.
Okay.
She's 81 years old. She got to get catheterized. We're taking her up to Doylestown Hospital. So,
Sorry to hear that. Say a prayer.
We're hoping that she don't have to have surgery. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to be down there Monday night because of this situation. So.
Yeah, you got to take care of mom, man.
Yeah, that's the most important.
Yeah. No, the family, they've been good to me. They've been good.
Omaha.
The father just passed away like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
From, the cancer and stuff. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But how's everything else?
I've
been friends with him since 1985.
Who is this?
Teddy Smith. He used to pitch for Archbishop Ryan.
Community college.
He's a diesel.
There we go.
He's a diesel mechanic, man. He's a diesel mechanic.
Oh, my God.
He puts these big trucks out on the street.
Yeah.
He puts engines and transmissions, all that stuff. Him and his dad, they did it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and
God bless.
Yes, God bless you.
Your friend's mom. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't his mom?
No, it's his friend's mom.
Spike, they canceled the
Young Blood show. Yeah,
they canceled that.
Were you there for the Eric Church show last night, Herb? I mean, Chief was in town.
Your wife is. She wants you to be home. You better stay.
Stop talking about my wife.
You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Herb. God bless you. Every time he starts, he gets his.
You got to cut it off.
He
quick.
Gets his creepy. You know.
You got to get it out. Get it.
Guy stop. Sees one picture of my wife. All of a sudden, it's every
can't
phone
stop
call.
Thinking about her.
Yep. You know, one of those steaks or veal chops he bought is for her. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Oh, choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line.
As bad as it already was for all the callers that Spike has yelled at, today they found out the guy who routinely told them to grow up unironically loves PB&Js for lunch. Mark in Montco.
Yeah, that's true.
A PB&J with potato chips? Maybe you put a couple of the potato chips on the sandwich?
I'll get a little crazy.
Come on, man. What's next?
It was too late in the show yesterday for us to comment, but don't think we've forgotten about your upcoming music festival plans, Ike. The Delegation.
The Delegation seems to be okay with country music recently.
Yeah, man, I think we're crossing over now.
Yeah.
Hashtag thank you, Beyonce.
Yep.
I guess.
It's all different, man. I want to see Ike in a cowboy hat, 10-gallon hat.
10-gallon hat?
Yeah, cowboy boots with spurs on them.
Yeah. I may wear some chaps.
Oh, I'd love to see that. What's next?
I love you, Ike. And my favorite all-time Ike play was that time you were dancing behind Donovan playing the air guitar. Great rhythm. The real Corey in Columbus in New Jersey still paying Ike weird compliments.
Yeah. Wasn't even a damn play.
No, it was a chest bump. Donovan.
And I caught on to him, too. He was giving backhand compliments.
Oh, was he?
Didn't he get you? He got you, too, right, Fritz?
Yeah, I forget what he said, but yeah.
So that was his thing. Oh. Yes, he was coming in with the backhand compliments.
I kind of like the real Corey, actually.
Yeah, listen, he brings a different flavor to the show. I'm with you. I'll take the insults.
What's next?
That was whiter than 5:30 Creed. Tupac in heaven listening to Spike rap his lyrics.
Oh, that is unfair.
All right.
And Tupac's alive.
Yeah, but, I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well. Oh, I didn't know I Get Around was coming. I know Jack had that in his bag.
Yeah, sounded good to me, brother.
Yeah, dude. Come on. I'm fine. Give me a break. What's next?
Thank you to Elliot for constantly couching his analysis with, well, not everyone gets to watch training camp like I do, because none of us remember him talking about training camp stats on Twitter, Facebook, Blue Sky, Carrier Pigeon, and Threads all summer. Paul in Birdsboro.
Yeah, boy, he loves throwing that out at him.
He does.
Sounds so superior when he says it.
I've watched the passing game be bad for 6 weeks.
You idiots have watched it for 2.
Yep, dummy.
I've been trying to tell you.
Yep.
That's how he's going to spin this thing,
yes,
right? That he's trying to tell us.
I know, but the problem is last year he
said. Right, see, that's what he doesn't get. Yeah. That's what he doesn't get.
Yep.
That's the part he's keep forgetting.
Yep.
It didn't equate last year, buddy.
We might have a Tuesdays with Elliot where I don't let him leave until he admits that doesn't make any sense. We'll lock that door. Have Lakin lock the door from outside. Yeah. What's next?
We get it, Tony. You called Drew Macuba. Congrats. You don't have to keep saying it. Spike saying he was told all last year that Jalen called the plays at the line.
That's what I was told. I like Tony, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
Tony
another
was good
call.
Yeah, Tony was good.
Oh, you don't like Tony?
I never liked the college. Like, he brought up random ass players and no one knows who we're talking about.
Well, he's one of those guys. He likes the fact that he watches the college football.
Yeah, give him a break.
No, just because he watches more film than you.
Yeah,
I don't need to watch film.
What's next?
What a charmed life Elliot lives. He gives a take that Spike doesn't like and gets called a little bee, and he gives a take that Spike does like and gets an imaginary belt. Alex in Lancaster.
He does live a blessed life.
He does.
And
many have said that.
I just want to clarify, he was being a little bee when I called him that.
That day, it was warranted.
Twice, called him a little bee. He asked for it, even admits
that
it.
That has to come back at some point as a year-end wrap-up.
Oh,
yes.
That has to be brought up again.
Maybe the title of our show's video yearbook.
Elliot, why are you being a little bee?
Yeah.
What's next?
Be ready to live. Prepare to die. The doctor when Yellow Spike showed up.
Yellow Spike.
What a week it's been. Oh, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you on... Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. We got to nail the end of the week here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So do I do that before?
So you're going to... So Ike's going to do his thing. I'm going to hit my thing, and then you do the read.
Yes.
Okay, after the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you on Monday from Chickies and Pete's. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly. On the touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-L-S. Eagles.
Eagles.
Crank it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
So bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Bird.
Oh, man, I will never get over Chuck putting seven E's in there and Trent Cole starting E-A-G-L-E-S with a G. I will never get over it. Okay.
Well, what about the mayor at the end?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
You slid me in there,
I did.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.